This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. This is the Week in Review. The Minnesota Department of Health website is showing the number of coronavirus cases in Kennebec County has risen to 4. The ages of the people infected range from 58 to 68 years old. No deaths have been posted for Kennebec County. More information can be found at health.state.mn.us or search for Minnesota Department of Health. With the coronavirus making things uncertain, we talked with John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair, to see how that's going along.
As of right now, we're not made no decision until after the 1st of June.
That was John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair. As a follow-up to the special council meeting on Tuesday, Mayor Alan Scramstead talked to us about what was decided there.
Yesterday at the special council meeting, we appointed a new member to the Public Utilities Commission, and that took a little bit, but then we got to the pool discussion, and after several minutes of discussion and that, decided that in the best interest of for safety and protection of the kids and stuff, we decided that the pool would be closed. Didn't want to do it, but we just couldn't see where we could do the social distancing and the stuff required by with this pandemic going on. Yeah, after much discussion and reluctance, we felt that in the best interest of the safety, we would keep the pool closed this year and just do the repairs that have been kind of sidelined for a while that needed to be done this year.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Scramstead. Today on the moraschools.org website, Principal Brent Nelson on the referendum vote.
There is a referendum going on right now. Early voting does take place in the district office, and that's from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also use absentee ballots and vote right from your home. And then, of course, May 12th, that Tuesday at City Hall, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., that will be the actual day of the vote.
He also brought up the subject of graduation.
What will graduation be like? When's it going to be? What? Right now, Mr. Jacobson, he is our graduation advisor. He and Nancy Evans and myself are meeting regularly. The plan is there will be a graduation for sure. We just don't know what it will look like yet.
That was Mora High School's principal, Brent Nelson. Late last week, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz extended the stay-at-home order to May 18th, but with some lesser restrictions.
All right, what we're announcing today is we're going to extend the stay-at-home order on bars, restaurants, and public accommodations to Monday, the 18th of May. But we are moving retail businesses to reopen operations for curbside pickup and delivery, putting 30,000 Minnesotans back to work.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have added 7 more possible early signs of COVID-19 infection to add to the previous ones, which were cough and shortness of breath. The new ones are fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, or a new loss of taste or smell. For more information, log on to cdc.gov. Testing, where to go, if you should go. The mn.gov website has a new link under If You Are Sick that has information about testing locations and test results, up-to-date information on COVID-19 statistics and governor updates. That's at mn.gov. A new public notice was put in place for the city of Mora for allowing mining at the I-2 General Industrial District. The meeting is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on Monday, May 11th. Due to the coronavirus, the meeting will be held by WebEx, or electronically. The public can weigh in before the vote. More info can be found at the City of Mora website under Planning Commission. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.